All right, let me move over here to the Right Side Way monologue, the opening for today, and I'm calling this one Standing on the Wall. And I'll be honest with you, my wife said something that was extremely noteworthy recently. I jotted it down in my phone so I wouldn't forget. We were talking about the show, about the times that we live in, and she said this. She said, "He gave us freedom so that we could spread freedom." Wow. He, meaning God, gave us freedom so that we could spread freedom. I agree with that. It also means that once we've been given something, it's up to us to be a good steward of it. To be the holders of something valuable leaves you with a choice. You can be a miser, hiding in a dark room, talking to your precious like Gollum in his dark cave. Or you can be a steward, an investor, a person who believes that to whom much is given, much is expected. And that's not just a thing for money or tangible resources. That goes to one of the greatest gifts that we have ever been given, something that many nations and peoples only dream about. Freedom. Actual freedom. Freedom to speak, to move about, to gather, to worship, to vote, to be defended. Actual freedom is more than just a notion. It's a right. It's a measure of life. In many ways, it can be said that freedom is life itself, and next to the freedom that I believe I have in Jesus Christ, there's no greater freedom next in line than the freedoms that I have as an American citizen. But the freedoms that you and I have, they are under attack right now in a major way. There are those who believe that they are not there to serve the greater good, but to show the masses why their version of good is greater. There's a difference. But listen, when leaders will err on the side of freedom and personal liberty, it's hard for them to go wrong. I mean, why would there ever need to be a substitute for the freedoms that we know as Americans? I don't want some cheap imitation of freedom. I don't want someone telling me that I'm free to move about, but not to say or to think certain things. That I'm free to succeed in life as long as I understand that what I build is going to be redistributed liberally to others. Look, don't pretend I'm free when your version of a free society means that criminals walk the streets while law-abiding citizens can't defend themselves. It's time for freedom-loving patriots to stand on the wall, to safeguard more than just our natural resources, but the actual natural law itself. In the book of Nehemiah, we're told the story of rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem. The walls in those times, they were the signs of safety and sanctuary, and how you kept the enemy out. Nehemiah was distraught with the fact that the wall was in ruins, so he petitioned the king of Persia, who he worked for, to allow him to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the wall. It was no small thing. The Jewish people were beaten down. They had no real leadership. But the rebuilding began. And first there was ridicule, but in Nehemiah 4:6 it says, "But yet the people had a mind to work." I'm telling you, leadership makes a difference. The people had a mind to work. That meant that the rank and file, they wanted their wall, their security, their national identity restored. Then there was full-on opposition, so Nehemiah encouraged the people to pray, which they did, but he also put armed men to stand on the wall while the building continued. Nehemiah told them, "God will fight for us," but he never told them to put down their swords or to stop rebuilding the wall. In fact, he encouraged the people not to lose heart because of their opponents. He said to them, "Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and terrible and will fight for your kin, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes." The wall was rebuilt in record time. Look, we're at that kind of place right now, in my opinion. Culturally speaking, America is at a turning point. Like Maximus said in the movie Gladiator, the time for half measures and talk is over. Thomas Paine addressed this very thing in the days in which our country was founded. In December of 1776, Paine wrote a piece called The Crisis. He talked about the fact that there was a need for good men to rise up, to what was needed to ensure that future generations would not only have freedom, but to enjoy freedom and to the freedom to spread freedom. Paine said this, here's his quote. He said, "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will in this crisis shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives us everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated." In essence, what Paine was saying back at the beginning of our country was that freedom is priceless. But that the times they were in were the times that tried men's souls, he said, and too many of them were what he called sunshine patriots, meaning the kind of people that only speak up when the weather is good and the danger is light. Too many sunshine patriots would choose to let freedom slip away because they didn't want to take a hard stand up on the wall. Samuel Adams, around that same time frame, said this. He said, "The liberties of our country, the freedoms of our civil constitution, are worth defending at all hazards. It is our duty to defend them against all attacks. We have received them as a fair inheritance from our worthy ancestors. They purchased them for us with toil and danger and expense of treasure and blood. It will bring a mark of everlasting infamy on the present generation, enlightened as it is, if we should suffer them to be wrested from us by violence without a struggle, or be cheated out of them by the artifices of designing men." He's basically saying, don't give up without a fight. Don't just sit there and roll over and let it happen. Recognize how valuable it is to have freedom. And it was our ancestors who paid for it, and it's our job to maintain it. In the end, look, I want to know I stood on a wall. I want each one of you to know the same, that even if they took our ability to live freely, that we will not have gone quietly. So I will speak, and so should you. And I will know and assess the issues of the day and measure their outcomes against the ideas of freedom, and so should you. I will vote, and I will act, and I will assemble, and I will worship, and so should you. Because it is in the doing of freedom that we spread freedom. It may just be your little portion of the wall. Just the folks in your immediate sphere, just the one issue you see at your kid's school or your local voting booth or your city hall. It might be you banding together with friends and getting some other like-minded patriots together, deciding to pray at an event or speak out about a cultural issue or, for that matter, stick up for another patriot who's being persecuted. Or maybe, just maybe, you'll actually feel called to throw your name in the hat, run for some office, or raise money for a cause, or tell somebody about a thing that inspired you, which then inspires them and then inspires 10 others. You see, my lovely Charlene was right. He gave us freedom, not so we could sit on it and pretend that hiding in a cave would ever preserve it. He, God, gave us freedom so we could spread freedom. There's a poem I know of that says several things about a life well lived in the service of freedom. And there's one stanza that describes exactly the sense that I'm talking about. The sense that when it comes time for the final look back, when we reach the end of our days, that we won't have any regrets about having been a poor steward of freedom. And the stanza in particular that I'm talking about says this. It says, "I stood upon the wall, I stood my post, a servant to the cause and a foe to the host. Lie down and feel the rest, a rest well earned. They called and I went, and the world yet turns." Look, here's the bottom line, you guys. Freedom is not free. It requires time and treasure and toil. But He, God, gave us freedom so we could spread freedom. So you best be taking up that spot on the wall. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Standing on the wall, I'm saying, you stand the wall, you stand your post. A servant to the cause and a foe to the host. Don't look back one day and realize you just kind of rolled over and let it fade away. It matters. Freedom, it matters. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.